My very first memories of the farm were probably just playing in the yard and walking through the wet grass at night after or just before we were to go to bed, which of course meant we had to wash our feet again before we went to bed.
So that was summertime.
That was summertime.
And obviously oblivious to mosquitoes, right? Well, the joy of youth.
Don't remember mosquitoes that much, to be truthful.
And you had, let's see, two brothers and a sister.
Two brothers and a sister, yes.
And then you.
Yes, right. I was always called the baby. Even when I was 14, 15 years old, I was still called the baby of the family.
And I remember once going up to see Uncle Don when he was, oh gosh, let's see, he must have been 82, and he still called you his baby sister, which I always thought was kind of funny. And my baby sister is here today. Okay. So anyway, so you all probably had specific chores on the farm, I'm guessing?
My brother Don and my sister Lorraine did a lot of the chores that I didn't have to do because of progressive farming. But they learned how to milk cows, which I never had to learn how to milk cows because when I was old enough to do that, we had the milking machines come in.
Just in time, huh?
Just in time. Yeah, I never learned how to milk cow. But I did drive the hay wagon during haying time.
Oh, yeah, we have that great photo of you doing that. That's good.
And
that's interesting to me because I think a lot of folks think that on the farm, the girls would be in the house helping mom and the boys would be out in the barn helping dad. But that's not true. In the farm families, everybody pitched in and nobody got off the hook with anything, right?
That's correct. That's so very correct. We all had to pitch in and help wherever we could.
Mm-hmm.
And it took the garden, the barn, the hay, the silage when the corn was in the shredder and all that. We all had to help in every aspect of the farm. I think the farm was a great place to grow up.
Even with all the work?
Even with all the work, I think it was just a great place to raise children. And you learned that you had to work together.
But now my generation is everywhere. Oh, it's so hard to see every. I can't even keep in touch with our nuclear family, much less our cousins. I mean, we keep in touch, but everybody's so spread out.
Yeah.
That's changed a lot. And it's too bad because I remember when we were small how much fun it was to get together with my cousins, but you know, now they're scattered across the planet. But that's all right. And now it's just all subdivision.
Subdivision.
I can't even find the creek anymore. I've gone down there and it's like it's gone.
Really?
I think they filled it in.
Probably.
That's all right. It's up in my head.
That's the place where it needs to be.